Hello, this is Scott Bomar, composer of Dolomite Is My Name, and you are listening to The Annotator.
Welcome to The Annotator, where composers share their thoughts and stories about their original scores. This is episode 106, where composer Scott Bomar talks about his original score for the feature film, My Name is Dolomite. This is Christopher Coleman, and you can find all episodes of this podcast at theannotator.net or wherever you subscribe to podcasts. Scott Bomar is a Memphis-based musician, Emmy Award-winning film and TV composer, and producer. He's a songwriter and engineer of multiple Grammy-winning and nominated recordings. Projects include the films Hustle and Flow, Black Snake Moan, Mississippi Grind, and Soul Men. Bomar produced and engineered Cyndi Lauper's Grammy-nominated album Memphis Blues at his Electrophonic recording studio and co-wrote the song. His most recent film project is for the Netflix film My Name is Dolomite. Based on the real-life story of Rudy Ray Moore, My Name is Dolomite stars Eddie Murphy and premiered at the Toronto Film Festival in September of 2019. The film centers on filmmaker Rudy Ray Moore, and he's best known for portraying the character of Dolomite in both his stand-up routine and series of blaxploitation films, starting with the film Dolomite in 1975. The film was released on Netflix on October 25th, 2019, and has received critical praise for Eddie Murphy's performance, including a Golden Globe nomination for Best Actor and a Best Motion Picture, Comedy, or Musical nomination. In this episode, Scott Bomar discusses his research into and how he paid homage to the blaxploitation genre of the 1970s. Bomar details his inspiration from composers such as Quincy Jones and Lalo Schifrin, and the performances of many instrumentalists who played on such famous films such as Shaft, Chuck Turner, and Superfly, while revealing some of the musical connections to a previous work he did for Hustle and Flow. Scott Bomar shares how an encounter at the recording studio with another huge musical influence, Isaac Hayes, played out.
This cue is called Put Your Weight on It, and it plays during a very hilarious sex scene. Put Your Weight on It is a phrase that is said throughout the film by Eddie Murphy's character, the comedian Rudy Ray Moore. He will often say, put your weight on it, when he wants an actor or a musician to put more into their performance. The intro here is building for when Wesley Snipes' character, the director Dervil Martin, says, action. What you're hearing now is a Moog synthesizer, which I had a lot of fun working with for the score. It definitely lends itself to the era of the film. When I was researching and listening to film scores from this period, I knew that I had to utilize the Moog in the score. This piece was very inspired by the work of Quincy Jones and Lalo Schifrin. I often get asked what the instrument is on the introduction, and it's actually an electric bass being played very high on the neck. It was very inspired by the work of the great studio bassist Chuck Rainey, who played on a lot of film scores and TV themes for Quincy Jones. This piece builds and builds, culminating at the end where the set on camera literally explodes. This next cue is probably one of my favorite ones from the film. It's called I'm Gonna Kill Dolomite. It features a really, really cool wah-wah guitar introduction by the great Memphis session guitarist Michael Tolles. Michael was a session player at Stax Records and played in Isaac Hayes' group The Movement. Michael, along with Willie Hall and Lester Snell, who all played on the score, they were all part of Isaac Hayes' band and played on Isaac's scores for Shaft, Tough Guys, and Chuck Turner. On the other guitar is another great Memphis guitarist, Joe Restivo, who is in my band, The Bow Keys. This cue plays over an amazing montage fight scene that features Dolomite's all-female Kung Fu army. This scene was incredibly satisfying to compose to. The editing of this sequence was absolutely amazing. This piece was very inspired by Curtis Mayfield's score to Superfly. When I wrote this, I was actually in Chicago, and I think it really captures that 70s Chicago sound, and I don't think I would have come up with this had I not been there. I really love the percussion in this cue. On bongos and congas is Felix Hernandez, and the timpani and gong is played by Ed Murray, who is a member of the Memphis Symphony. My score is very French horn heavy, and I love the way they sounded right there. I love how this ending works with what is on camera. I typically would have faded out before this last note, but it worked very well with the scene. This cue is called Sell It, and it plays over a montage scene of Rudy Ray Moore producing his own comedy album, which he is promoting himself and selling out the trunk of his car. And what we hear now is the Dolomite theme. This is the second time in the film this theme is used. The first time is earlier in the film as Eddie Murphy is portraying Rudy Ray Moore developing into the character of Dolomite. This cue features instruments that we hear a lot in the score, a lot of violins and a lot of clavinet. The original scores to the Rudy Ray Moore films had a lot of clavinet, so I felt like that was an instrument I needed to incorporate into my score. We also hear a lot of fuzz guitar in this piece, and that's another element that is used a lot in the score. I spent a lot of time on this particular piece. There were a lot of different scenes in the montage that needed to have their moment musically, and the timing had to be just right to hit all the cuts. And it all builds here and culminates at the end where the music has to end right as a photographer's flashbulb goes off. I feel like the music here building up to the Dolomite theme at the end really works well as Eddie Murphy is developing the Dolomite character. This piece builds as Rudy Ray Moore is coming more and more confident on stage during his stand-up act. This cue is called Scene 3. In Dolomite Is My Name, the characters are making their first film, and there are moments where the score has to work with both what they are making and our film as well. In this particular scene, it's a really fun moment where Rudy Ray Moore is showing off some of his martial arts moves, which are a little questionable. This part of the film gets some of the biggest laughs when I've seen it with an audience, and making sure that the score worked with the comedic timing of the performances and the editing was something I had to be very conscious of. I believe my approach to the score was similar to the filmmakers, which was to create something that honors Rudy Ray Moore and what he accomplished, and the best way to do that was to have fun with this. This piece is called Promote It, and it was very inspired by the film music of Isaac Hayes. Isaac is a really large inspiration for director Craig Brewer and myself. Craig cast Isaac in his 2005 film Hustle and Flow, which I also did the score for. Isaac came in and visited us in the studio when we were recording the score for Hustle and Flow, and when he left, he said, "You've been blessed by Moses." Being blessed by Black Moses was a very big deal for Craig and I both. As I mentioned earlier, members of Isaac's original band, guitarist Michael Tolles, keyboardist Lester Snell, and drummer Willie Hall are featured musicians on the score. This is another cue which features the Moog synthesizer. It plays in unison with the string line here. The part of the film where this is playing feels more like a classic 70s blaxploitation movie to me than any other part of the film. In this scene, we see Rudy Ray Moore going around promoting a screening of his film. And with the clothes, the way the streets are dressed, the way it's cut together, it just really captures that era and that feel. The cue starts to pull back a little here as we see Rudy Ray Moore in the lobby of a theater starting to worry if people are going to show up for his movie. There's a lot of anticipation building here, some uncertainty as to what's going to happen next. I wrote this with drummer Willie Hall in mind, and he did a great job playing on it. If you've never heard Isaac Hayes' Hot Buttered Soul, you gotta hear it just to check his drumming out on that record. This next cue is called the phone call. It plays over Rudy Ray Moore on the phone to Queen Bee after it looks like they're not going to be able to get a distribution deal for their film. This was the first motif that I wrote for Dolomite Is My Name. A more stripped-down version of this cue plays over a diner scene that's at the beginning of the film. This cue is very reminiscent to my score from Hustle and Flow. There's a few moments in Dolomite Is My Name that feel like they're kind of a nod to Hustle and Flow, and the music reflects those moments as well. I experimented with a few different instruments to play the melody here, but quickly went to the flute. It really seemed like the perfect voice for this melody and for this moment. This is another one of my favorite pieces from the film. It's called New House Record. When I was brought on to work on Dolomite Is My Name, I was super excited to work on a project that Bob Odenkirk was cast in, and this cue plays underneath Bob Odenkirk's character looking over the box office numbers in a newspaper and seeing how well Rudy Ray Moore's film is doing. The guitar part here, played by Michael Tolles, is amazing. It's one of my favorite moments of the entire score. This cue builds up to the point where Bob Odenkirk's character calls Rudy on the phone and tells him that his film company wants to distribute Dolomite. Eddie Murphy's facial expression in this moment of the film where he gets the phone call is just amazing, and the camera zooms in on his face, so it's a really big moment in the film. Whenever I've seen this film with an audience, this moment, the audience erupts cheering. It's such a huge moment for everyone. When the music comes back in, we see Rudy, Queen Bee, and all their partners walking across the street on their way to the meeting at the film company, and Ruthie Carter's costumes are just totally amazing. A lot of the stills that you see from the film are actually from this part of the movie. They're walking across the street sort of in slow motion, and it creates a very iconic moment in the film. This is the final score cue in the film, and it is titled Arrived. This is the piece that I'm most proud of from Dolomite Is My Name. During this part of the film, there's this uncertainty as Rudy and his friends are reading these not-so-positive reviews of the film as they ride to the premiere in a limo. But as they are starting to pull up to the theater, they see this massive crowd, and Rudy finally feels like all of these things he's been trying to do are now successful. This was definitely one of the more challenging cues to do in the film. Craig heard something very, very specific for this, and I had to go back to the drawing board a couple of times to get it right. Craig referenced Copland's Fanfare for the Common Man, and when he mentioned that, all of a sudden I had this aha moment, and I understood what he was hearing. Much like how everything in the film is coming together for the characters at this moment, all the elements that we've heard in the score and the motifs are building here into Rudy's theme as he exits the limo for the film premiere. It's this really, really big moment where everything that we've been seeing and hearing is building up to Rudy's big moment. The arranger, Mark Franklin, who worked with me on the score and the other films I've done with Craig Brewer, did a phenomenal job on this. I really love the brass in this section. Another element in this cue that I really enjoy is the timpani of Edward Murray. And here we're going to build into Rudy's theme. This is another one of those moments in Dolomite Is My Name when I see it with an audience. In that moment, they just go crazy and cheer. It's amazing. I'm really proud of Rudy's theme here, and I think it has the elements of something that could have been in a classic 70s blaxploitation film, but at the same time, it serves a contemporary film like Dolomite Is My Name. One of the things I like so much about this film is how it is an homage to Rudy Ray Moore and his films and the blaxploitation era. And everyone took that spirit and made something new and contemporary with it.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Annotator with composer Scott Bomar and his original score for the film, My Name is Dolomite. The original score for My Name is Dolomite was released by Milan Records on October 4th, 2019 on digital and can be purchased at Amazon.com, iTunes, or streaming on Spotify and Apple Music. You can find out more and hear more music by Scott Bomar at his official site, electrophonicrecording.com, or you can follow him on Twitter at electrophonic. The Annotator is produced by me, Christopher Coleman, and you can find more episodes at theannotator.net, or you can subscribe wherever you find quality podcasts. Wherever you do listen, we'd love for you to leave us a rating and a review, and if you know someone you think might enjoy the show, please tell them about The Annotator. You can also follow us on Twitter at Audio Annotator, or on Facebook or Instagram at The Annotator, or send us your feedback about this or any other episode to TheAnnotatorPodcast@gmail.com.